And I would like to welcome to the show, back to the show, Dawn Gilpatrick of the Remick Museum. How are you?
Good. How are you? It's
pretty
good.
See you again. Yes, good to see you again. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us. You guys have a busy weekend ahead of you, don't you?
We do.
Absolutely. Let's talk about it. We've been talking about it all week, telling people a little bit hints in there, but let's go into the details here.
Wonderful. Thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. 16 years in the making is this Ice Harvest and Winter Carnival, and what can we expect? I know it's fun for all ages.
It is.
You know?
It really, yeah. It allows people to take part in a New England tradition and really enjoy some, what we like to think of as timeless wintertime fun.
Right, and that's always the fun part about the Remick Museum, just in general, is it's kind of like a walk back through time.
It is. We really kind of blend the past with the present.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for instance, we won't be in costume tomorrow,
right.
But people can come and try their hand at something that people used to do and then sort of get a feel for what that might have been like, but then enjoy, you know, the pleasures of today as well.
Absolutely. And that's kind of how we've been showcasing the whole thing, is the a look at New England agricultural life and the historical practices that have been kind of passed on through generation, including ice harvesting and more.
Right. Well, where we don't really need ice harvesting
mm-hmm.
anymore for, you know, for good reason.
Right, of course.
It's still fun to kind of look back at the way things were done.
Right. And that's what a cool thing about the Remick Museum. It's not just looking through a museum and looking at different displays, but you have some hands-on experiences as well and some live demos that are happening. What can we expect to see?
Yeah, tomorrow really is a lot about that hands-on opportunity. We do have things going on in the museum. People are welcome to come in and look at the exhibits and that, but largely it's an outdoor event tomorrow.
Yep.
So tomorrow, we obviously, the main feature is the ice harvest. So anyone can get on the ice that wants to. They go out, they can saw a block of ice, and the ice is very thick this year, so it should like kind of have that wow factor.
Okay.
They can then pike the ice block down the channel that gets hoisted back on and then pulled down on the ice. People can then push it up a ramp. It gets loaded onto a sled
mm-hmm.
that's pulled by a sled steer team.
Yep.
And then that goes to the ice house. It gets stored in there with sawdust, so people can kind of see that whole process.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, obviously, meet and greet with our farm animals. We do have Chinook dogs on site tomorrow, and those
Wonderful.
Are brought to us by the Chinook Owners Association. There'll be live music by the Briar Hill Band. We'll see demonstrations of winter camping by the Tamworth Outing Club, animal trapping display, snowshoe display, an ice boat by the New Hampshire Boat Museum.
Mm-hmm.
A really big feature, we're happy to have the Model T Ford Snowmobile Club back with us this year.
Yeah.
So they'll be giving rides tomorrow.
And those are some of the antique snowmobiles.
Oh yeah. So, well, it's a Model T Ford car.
All right.
That then has a kit on it that turned a car into a snow machine.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, they're really, really fun. People, you know, just love it. Love it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You get a chance to have a ride on that. We think we'll have six cars with us tomorrow. There will be crafts inside. The museum center I mentioned, we'll also have warm food for people to enjoy. So
sure.
They can have some lunch. We're having beef chili, minestrone, mac and cheese. And also really fun, we have sort of a DIY lunch kit. So people can take it, buy a hot dog, roast it on an open fire outside, and doing the same with s'mores as well.
Wonderful. It sounds like fun for everybody. And we've been trying to push that element. It's fun for all ages. Of course, even if it's just going to look at the animals, the little ones love the animal experience, just to see the farm and what it's all about.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So yesterday on our social media feed, we had a picture of a child that was kissing a cow. And just like, our animals are loves, you know, and then people just really enjoy meeting with them. I do want to say that we are sponsored by Bergeron Technical Services right here in Conway, so we thank them for that support. And new this year, we have a snowshoe stampede.
I was going to mention, I heard there's a little bit earlier than the event, there's a stampede, a snowshoe stampede going on. What is that about?
So at 9 o'clock, Rock Harper Races, which is a company here in the Valley,
mm-hmm.
they put on races all year round, and they're doing a snowshoe race on the property. So it's a 5K race,
yep.
and people can will go through pastures, across a field, into where the animals are.
Oh, wow, cool.
and they do the loop twice, and then we have four categories as prizes in each of those. and for men and women, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a lot of fun for sure. So something right beforehand, and then of course you enjoy the ice harvest and winter carnival later on in the day. When it comes to information, it's remickmuseum.org is where
yes.
people want to go.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then when it comes to ticket prices, I know you have a little bit of a different variation here, but it starts at $10 and kind of goes under from there for the kids.
Right, right. So for ages 5 to 10, it's $5, always free for children
yep.
4 and under at Remick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I should mention, too, for that snowshoe race, there is pre-registration. If people want to register by today, it's $25. That's available on our website.
Yep.
And then registration tomorrow is $30. And, yeah, I just wanted to mention that. So,
absolutely. You guys can check out those.
Must pre-register.
Yeah, must pre-register for sure. So you guys want to sign up if you know you're going. Make sure you go to remickmuseum.org, and you can find out all the info, not only about the snowshoe stampede, but about the whole event. You guys should have spectacular weather.
Oh,
we were just talking
really
about this
out.
Before we came on. So let all the weathering happen today.
Please,
and then,
please, please.
And then
yeah.
tomorrow you'll have some sunshine so you guys can be outdoors and really enjoy the winter harvest and everything that's going on. Sounds like a lot of fun, and hopefully you guys get a good crowd going.
Well, thank you. We look forward to welcoming everyone.
Thank you so much for coming on. And of course, everybody go to remickmuseum.org for more details. Don, have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.